Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And back with us, one of our favorite guests of all time. She's such a huge veteran supporter, Savannah Guthrie from the Today Show. Savannah, how are you?
Hi, Randy. Great to see you again.
Hey, great to see you too. This is so fun. And all my buddies are like so jealous because I told them I'm spending Valentine's Day with Savannah Guthrie.
That's right. And you can tell them it's love and there will be a
So what do you typically do for Valentine's Day? You got big plans?
Oh my gosh, no. You know, I mean, I have two kids. I'm married. Actually we're going to do a little pizza party tonight with the kids and the neighbors are going to come over and, you know, we made Valentine's for each other. My little boy made one for me, so that made me happy.
Oh, that's cool.
My husband flowers. We'll see if I earned any flowers this year. But, it's too close to Christmas, and my birthday is Christmas. Like, it's all just, we're not ready for another holiday yet.
Right. Well, we're having a holiday in my city right now. We're based in Kansas City, and the Today Show was actually interrupted today. It was replaced by huge coverage of the Super Bowl parade that we're having in Kansas City. See my hat?
Just so you know, today's show was all over that. We had live shot at the top of the show of KC.
Right.
We are KC forward. So don't preempt us next time.
You should come to the parade.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. It is such, it's so crazy around here. And especially, you know, back-to-back Super Bowls, it's like people are putting stuff on their calendar for next year already.
I know. Obviously, we're going to go to the playoffs and the Super Bowl, like always.
Right.
Isn't it 4 out of 5 years or 5 out of the last 6 or something like that?
It's been crazy. It's been absolutely crazy in a great way. You know, we're going to be, I worked in Pittsburgh for a while when it was one for the thumb. That's where we're going to be in a couple of years. You know? Hey, we're talking to Savannah Guthrie here in the National Defense, and she's got a brand new book out. And I got to tell you, Savannah, I didn't know what to expect. I knew you were writing a book. And then when I got your book, it was not what I expected. It was not what, I don't know, I wasn't, you know, didn't know what to expect. But this is such a cool thing. It's called Mostly What God Does, Reflections on Seeking and Finding His Love Everywhere. And, you know, I'm just so proud of you for expressing your faith. And, you know, these are things that you can't really express on the Today Show, right?
Well, you know, the Today Show is about other people. It's about news. It's about, you know, pop culture and lifestyle. So it's just, you know, I have talked about my faith on the Today Show a fair bit. A lot of my colleagues have. So it's not a forbidden topic by any stretch. But this is a really personal book. It's not a memoir. I come right out and say that.
Right.
Wanted to write a memoir. I don't even remember anything from my career. So if it's not like war stories from the good old days of journalism or something, but faith is so important to me. It's a big part of my life. It always has been. And when I was given the opportunity to write something about it, I couldn't say no. And I wasn't even sure there would be a book at the end of it, to be honest. I just said, I'll try. And then I had an idea. The title is Mostly What God Does, and the full sentence is Mostly What God Does Is Love You. And that's that's not my original. I read that in a translation of the Bible called The Message by a scholar named Eugene Peterson. He translated the entire Bible from English into plain English, street language, things that, you know, it was more easy for us to understand. And he translated a famous verse from Ephesians, watch what God does and you do it too, like children who learn from their parents. Mostly what God does is love you. And when I read that simple sentence, it stuck with me. Mm. And that's really the thesis of the book.
That is so well said. And, you know, you have examples. I was ready to read the entire book. And then I read the foreword and you said, don't do that. You know, read
it too fast. You can do it. You know, you bought the book, you read, you could speed read it if you want, but I really,
I like the way you did it though. Reflect on the chapters.
Yeah. Take some space. I told the publisher, I said, can we just put a blank page at the end of each essay, just to remind us that sometimes not just onto the next thing, just sit there for a second and see what comes up for you. And I drew hearts and stars all over it.
I love that. And I also, I love what you do with your kids when you tuck them in at night and what are you talking about, or you're reading a story, and then you take 30 seconds. I really love this. I've got two daughters and we do the same kind of thing, but I mean, you take 30 seconds before they go to sleep just to kind of be together, right?
Just be, just in the quiet, just in the stillness. By the way, 30 seconds often turns into 4 or 5 minutes.
Right.
But idea, after we settle down, read our books, brush our teeth, have a big fight with our brother, you know, lay down, say our prayers. And then I say, or my husband says, we both do it. We say 30 seconds starting now. And we just lay there in the silence. I love that. And the idea is to just have stillness and quiet. It's so rare in this day and age. And in that quiet, into that quiet, is such an opportunity to connect with God or connect with yourself. And so I wanted to bring that into the book. And in the audiobook, actually, at the end of every chapter, I actually say it, 30 seconds starting now, and they play a little music.
Oh, that's so great.
It'll be, I hope, really cool.
Yeah, we're talking to Savannah Guthrie from the Today Show here in the National Defense. Her new book, Mostly What God Does, Reflections on Seeking and Finding His Love Everywhere. And it's so nice to, and refreshing to me, to hear somebody really talk about their faith in a meaningful way, what it means to them. I mean, everybody, I've been a Christian for most of my life. And, you know, to understand that everybody's on their own journey, right? They're at a different point in their journey. I think that's important to always remember.
Absolutely. And it's a lot about that, because I write about, I've had moments of great devotion and enthusiastic Bible study and memorizing Bible verses. And I've had seasons, long seasons, years long seasons of distance and maybe disappointment with God.
Right.
And that's the point of the book is, whatever my posture was, what God was doing, loving me and yearning closeness. And when you come back, let's say you have had a season, when you come back, it's you're not in for a scolding or a beat down, which or is, I'm so glad to see you. I'm so glad you came. These arms and outstretched. And I write a lot about that, because that's, I've had a real life with ups and downs. And as I said, seasons of closeness to God and feeling close in connection and feelings of distance. And the main thing that I've learned along the way is that, you know, my feelings of closeness to God have nothing to do with his feelings of closeness to me.
Right.
God is thinking of me whether or not I am thinking of him. And that is true for every single human being, every one of his children.
That's so good. And God wants it all. He wants it all, right? He wants the anger. He wants the anything that that's a part of you. He wants to be a part of that. And one of my favorite Bible verse is Proverbs 16:9, which says, man makes his plans, but God determines his steps. So that says to me that it's okay to make your plans. They're not going to happen whether God wants them, if God doesn't want them to. And so far, God doesn't like about 99% of my plans.
I've been taking this Mostly What God Does frame and putting it on even when things don't go your way. You know, this is the essence of faith.
Right.
I mean, it's a simple line, but there's nothing easy about it, especially when you have had a disappointment or a setback or something hasn't gone the way you thought it should. It's hard to believe that mostly what God does is love you. It's hard to believe that God is on the case and well-intentioned towards you. And so it is, that's faith. That's faith in the nutshell, giving God the benefit of the doubt. But I love that line from Proverbs. I've always found it to be really perplexing, but I love that because I think that's what's so intellectually interesting about faith as well, is that somehow we do have free will. And we do make our own choices, but somehow God is also present to us,
right?
And our destiny is set and our purpose is set, and we will get where we are meant to go, whether we step off that path or not. I mean, I write about stepping off my path many, many times, feeling like, oh my gosh, have I ruined my life? Have I ruined my career? Mm. You know, many, many times, but God has better plans. And sometimes it takes a little while to understand that. And maybe you're still in a moment right now where you don't understand it. Faith is just trying to remember that perspective, that there's something larger at work, and trusting and hoping that the God of the universe is holding you and is interested in you and has a plan for you. It's not easy always to believe that.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm glad he's got a plan for me, because my plan is not so good. Now, when I first started reading your book, I had to jump to the chapter called Spooning with God.
Yes. Well, I'm glad you brought it up, because, you know, even though faith is a heavy topic, first of all, let's be clear, I'm not a theologian. I don't have any special expertise. I didn't go to seminary. I'm just a regular person writing about faith. And these are just personal essays. And, but it's also, I hope, kind of a funny book and moments of irreverence. And it's an easy read. It's a light read. It's like, read a chapter, put it aside, go to sleep, read a chapter the next night, or don't read it for a month. I mean, it's like, it's supposed to be just really easy and accessible. But Spooning with God is a very unique chapter, because it's about trying to do a meditation that was telling me to rest with God, and how difficult I found that to be, and how difficult it was for even me to slow down and get comfortable with being intimate with God, even just in my mind. And so there's a part of it where I said, should I imagine sitting on the couch with God, like, you know, with our hands touching? You know, that feels like an awkward first date. Should I imagine laying on my bed and God's right next to me? No, I don't like that either. I don't want to spoon with God. So it's really just about the struggle that's so built in prayer, just the discomfort and the fidgety way we feel sometimes when we quiet down. Yeah. And I hope it just expresses that we all feel that way, and it's okay, and God can work with that too.
And especially, I mean, you know, Savannah Guthrie, you are going a million miles a minute, you know, all day long. So for you to slow down, it's got to be a kind of a difficult proposition. I love this book. So I want to talk again about your work with veterans and your work with the Elizabeth Dole Foundation, Hidden Heroes, Veteran Caregivers. You know, you are there every single year at the gala. I saw a lot of the video from this past year where you talked to a lot of the caregivers. And caregivers can be anybody, brother, mother, son, daughter, and especially with the kids that become caregivers. What a responsibility that is that they have. And for you to be a champion of that, it's just so wonderful. And I want to just, again, thank you for your heart for veterans.
Well, it means so much to me. And I've heard it now, having worked with Hidden Heroes for a while. A lot of times caregivers don't realize that that's what they are. And I think the first job, our first mission is to recognize and say, I see you. You know, caring for a veteran is as much an act of love and patriotic duty as the service that our veterans gave. And it goes on and is often unseen and maybe underappreciated and certainly under-resourced. And so Mrs. Dole really had this vision years and years ago when her husband Bob was in the hospital, and she looked around and saw all of these, you know, caregivers, wives, girlfriends, sisters, moms, dads, yes, children of our veterans at Walter Reed. And she thought, who's taking care of those who are taking care of our veterans? Mm-hmm. And that was really, honestly, I think that was a divine revelation, and she turned it into her mission, and I love being part of it.
Well, you do such a great job. Tom Hanks is a big part of it as well. Yeah. And I know there's a new chair this year that
added some people to the leadership. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So it's a great organization, the Hidden Heroes with the Elizabeth Dole Foundation. And I mean, you're right. If we're not going to take care of them, who's going to take care of them? I mean, even for, and we talked about this before, but just to have a one-day break.
Well, that's the thing is, you know, you could get overwhelmed by it or think, well, I don't know how to help. Sure you do. Do you know how to be a friend? I mean, it could start with something as simple as say, hey, I notice, boy, you are caring for your loved ones so well. Are you okay? How could I help carry your burden? But also just to even be seen. I can't tell you how many times I've heard that. I'm fine. I can keep doing it. I just being appreciated and acknowledged for the sacrifice that it is the first step. And there's always a way to help. Buy a bag of groceries. Say, can I come watch the kids for an hour? Do you need a ride? Can I, you know, is there a way I can help care for your loved one so you can run out and get your nails done?
Right.
There are a lot of ways to do it, and everything is appreciated.
Well, Savannah, listen, again, thank you so much for supporting our vets. Thank you for coming on today, talking about your faith, talking about this book, Mostly What God Does. And it's available now. It's available now.
It's available February 20th, and you can find it at any major retailer or go to mostlywhatgoddoes.com. And there's also some book tour dates, so maybe I'll get to catch you on the road.
Hey, all right. Come on into Kansas City. I'll buy you some barbecue.
I love it.
Savannah, thank you so much. Have a great day and happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you, Randy. See you next Valentine's.
Thank you.